This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
And a very good evening to you. I'm Larry Perel in for Rob Archer. It is 5:03. Well, an investigation into claims that a former L.A. County sheriff used a secret squad to go after his enemies and dogs at L.A. County shelters being put down at historically high rates. First, though, there are claims from L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, former L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, that he used a secret squad to go after his enemies. Well, today, the commission that oversees the sheriff's department looked into it. Here's Karen Adams.
The Civilian Oversight Commission brought in two former members of the now disbanded Public Corruption Unit to try to learn how it came to investigate County Inspector General Max Huntsman, one of its own commissioners, Patty Giggins, even an LA Times reporter, to name a few, all of them critics of Villanueva. Commission Chair Robert Bonner summed up their conclusion after the testimonies wrapped up.
What other conclusion can you come to other than it was set up to intimidate Alex Villanueva's critics, to intimidate individuals that had oversight responsibilities for the sheriff himself and his department, you know, and they are nothing less, you know, when you look at it, they're nothing less than McCarthy-esque type tactics. Yes.
I spoke with Commissioner Sean Kennedy afterward about why this special hearing was necessary.
This is one unit, but there are many other problems in that department, and they continue to hide the department's problems from the Oversight Commission. That's not right.
He says they have to ensure nothing like this happens again. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Former Dodger pitcher Trevor Bauer suing a woman who accused him of sexual assault for violating their settlement agreement. Bauer was placed on administrative leave by Major League Baseball in 2021, later suspended for more than 300 games after Lindsey Hill detailed her allegations against the star pitcher in a selfie video. In that video, Hill claimed that Bauer violently raped her in his Pasadena home earlier that year. Bauer countersued by claiming sex between them was consensual and followed guidelines previously agreed upon. Bauer is claiming Hill violated the terms of a settlement agreement by speaking out on social media and making a podcast appearance. Bauer has denied any wrongdoing. The transfer of inmates from Baldwin Park City Jail to El Monte has added more pressure to that facility. Employees transferred after some workers at the Baldwin Park Jail walked off in a labor dispute last week. El Monte Police Chief Robert Lopez says the city made arrangements with his department to assist with felony arrestees. A private correctional firm said to be operating the Baldwin Park Jail. Union officials, which represent eight El Monte jail custody officers, say the jail was already understaffed. Lopez says the Baldwin Park jail manager and four jailers resigned from their positions last week without giving notice. No word yet on when the privately run Baldwin Park facility will reopen. Dogs at LA City shelters being euthanized at a historic rate. Our Natalie Tavidian has details.
According to an audit by LA City Controller, LA Animal Services shelters euthanized 226 dogs in August. That's the highest total since January of 2022. Rescue groups are outraged. Shira Scott Astroff is founder of the Animal Rescue Mission.
That's been happening for a while. They're not actually working on implementing any solutions to control the population, like spay neuter.
How difficult is it for you when you walk into these shelters and you have to pick and choose which dogs you can rescue?
It's the most heartbreaking thing to have to literally pick who we can save and who we can't. Yesterday, I chose to save a dog because he was just so incredibly failed by his family.
The data by the city controller's office shows some good trends. The total number of dogs adopted in August reached a new high, with 861 of them finding new homes. I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A huge agricultural company and two related companies have settled a lawsuit with LA over the sale of man-made chemicals found in local waterways. LA City Attorney's Office sued Monsanto in 2022, alleging the company continued to sell PCBs, knowing that they pose dangers to the environment, public health, and wildlife. A $35 million settlement expected to cover costs related to cleanup and oversight of contaminated waterways. Companies also been ordered to reimburse the city for costs already incurred. The EPA banned the use of PCBs after finding their connection to serious health effects, including reduced birth weight and cancer. In a statement to the LA Times, Monsanto says the settlement includes no admission of liability or wrongdoing. Former executive at a now-closed law firm has pleaded guilty in Los Angeles federal court to wire fraud. Ex-CFO Christopher Kamen worked for convicted former attorney Tom Girardi's firm, helping him embezzle millions of dollars in settlement funds from clients. Well, Kamen faces up to 40 years in prison when he's sentenced in January. Kamen used to live in Encino but was living in the Bahamas when he was arrested in 2022. The 85-year-old Girardi was found guilty in August of running a Ponzi scheme in which he stole at least $15 million in settlement funds, spending that money on private jets, jewelry, and the career of now estranged wife, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane. He is scheduled to be sentenced in December. California lawmakers have approved a bill requiring oil refineries to keep a minimum supply of fuel reserves to avoid future supply shortages and price hikes. The Senate bill, championed by Governor Newsom and Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas, also authorizes the California Energy Commission to require refiners to plan for resupply during maintenance outages. Newsom says this will put an end to price spikes, which he says cost consumers more than $2 billion last year. However, the president and CEO of the Western States Petroleum Association said ahead of the vote that policymakers are gambling with consumers' wallets, doesn't understand the complexities of the business, and that they're ready to address the root causes of the state's volatile energy market. That bill now moves to the state assembly for its final vote. And coming up, some big changes at the Oscars. That's Nonstop News at 5 o'clock continues. And Nonstop News at 5 presented by My Lemon Lawyer. Text Lemon to 540-333 for a free case review.
Campaign 2024
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, Donald Trump has traveled to Aurora, Colorado to make a speech on illegal immigration. He claims the city has been overtaken by violent gang members from Venezuela. The Republican mayor of Aurora and the police chief say that's not true. But Trump insists it is an example of the nation being invaded by criminals from overseas.
Kamala has imported an army of illegal alien gang members and migrant criminals from the dungeons of the third world. They come from the dungeons, think of that, the dungeons of the third world, from prisons and jails, insane asylums and mental institutions. And she has had them resettled beautifully into your community to prey upon innocent American citizens. That's what they're doing. And no place is it more evident than right here. Because in Aurora, multiple apartment complexes have been taken over by the savage Venezuela prison gang known as Tren de Aragua. TDA has killed 7 people today, sir. Last month, 6 men with armed rifles and many other men standing right outside waiting for them and handguns were caught on camera. They got their way into an apartment building. They threatened the tenants at gunpoint. These are people that never saw anything like this. These are people that never experienced criminals and crime. They burst into the building and they held tenants at gunpoint and at knife point. 10 minutes later, they opened fire on a 25-year-old man outside the building, fatally shooting him. 3 of these thugs were in Border Patrol custody, but were released into the United States by Kamala.
Meanwhile, Democratic VP candidate Tim Walz was campaigning in Michigan day after Trump visited the state and announced a move to help the auto industry, making car loan interest tax deductible. But Walz accused the former president of failing the swing state on the economy.
Trump has spent his life talking a big game, but he absolute disaster for working people. One of the biggest losers of manufacturing jobs of any American president in history. Under Donald Trump, we saw 280,000 Michigan jobs gone. 30,000 of those manufacturing jobs gone. Nearly 9,000 auto industry jobs gone. Trump's presidency was an endless string of broken promises. He actually came here to Warren when he first ran, and he promised you Under a Trump presidency, you won't lose a single plant. Technically, it wasn't a lie because he lost six of them, not one. So as they fact checked me, I got it right. They lost six of them. At the end of his presidency, he had wiped out more than half of the manufacturing jobs that had been created in the decade before he came in. He was asleep at the wheel while China seized the advantage. And now he says we should just let China dominate the auto industry. But it's no surprise, Trump's all talk when it comes to being tough on China. Some of you heard this. We just found out his Trump-branded Bibles. Yeah, they're printed in China. This dude even outsourced God to China. So just so we know. Again, I'm going to try and be generous here. I don't blame him. He didn't notice the Made in China sticker because they put it inside a place he's never looked in the Bible. So
now Donald Trump will be campaigning tomorrow in our backyard. He's holding a rally in Coachella. Coming up on Nonstop News, some big changes could be coming to future Academy Awards ceremonies.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Big changes could be coming to the Oscars. Matt Bellany of Puck and host of The Town podcast tells us the Academy working on an overhaul.
They are desperately in search of someone to host the show. And that has been an increasingly difficult task in recent years. They've had Jimmy Kimmel, who has graciously stepped up. He's a host for ABC, which airs the show. And they've been able to go to him the last couple of years. But they really want A-list stars to consider hosting the show. And people just don't want to do it. It's a heavy lift. It takes weeks or even months to prepare. You put yourself out there. The social media environment is brutal. For only a tiny sliver of people in Hollywood, it could be beneficial. For most people, it's mostly downside. So what the Oscars are doing here is they're trying to make it less of a heavy lift. They're saying to people in the community, well, you don't have to prepare for weeks or months. We can support you with other things around you during the show. You don't have to do a 12-minute monologue. We may have other comedians who could come out and help you and do other bits and do other things like John Mulaney did on the show last year, or things that could be musical numbers or big performances by stars. And they're trying to turn the job less from a headliner into more of a circus ringleader. And they hope that will help them get a big star.
And he says the popularity of the telecast varies year by year.
The host of the show has never been the sole reason people tune in. When you look at the data, it's the movies themselves that are nominated that are the biggest factor in getting people to watch the show. Last year, the ratings were up about 4% because of Barbenheimer. Barbie and Oppenheimer were both hugely popular, and they were both nominated. And they had a little bit of an uptick. This year, the Oscars are looking at a pretty dire situation because there aren't a lot of big popular movies that are in the awards conversation, and it could be a bunch of smaller, more independent movies. And that's a disaster scenario for the Academy. So they are looking to these big stars to potentially host or participate in some way to lure in an audience.
And Bellany tells us the Academy looking to be more in touch with pop culture.
What they are envisioning is more of a Comic-Con-like experience for the viewer, where you don't just tune in for awards and the host, you tune in for marketing materials. You go to see a new trailer drop for a movie that's not out for 6 months, or some footage from an upcoming movie that might get you excited. Or there would be a couple stars from a big franchise that's not nominated that night, but is something that moviegoers care about and might want to see people talking about a few months in advance, where it becomes more of a celebration slash marketing platform for movies themselves rather than simply an award ceremony honoring the previous year.
And he says this is a crucial time for the Academy as the TV deal with ABC is up in a few years and it is just not doing well enough in the ratings. All right, let's check your money. Here's Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons.
The Dow and S&P reached new highs today following strong earnings from big banks. J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo both had third quarter results that were better than expected. One J.P. Morgan executive connected the bank's performance to evidence of a soft landing for the economy. The Dow added 410, close to 1%. The S&P was up 35, 0.6%. The Nasdaq climbed 61, or 0.3%. Amazon says its two-day Prime Deal days this week were its biggest shopping event ever. The company says more of its Prime customers shopped compared to last year and more items were sold. It also says it signed up a record number of new customers the 3 weeks leading up to the Prime event. Consumers may have been shopping Amazon's Prime deals, but they're less encouraged about the economy. The latest University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index fell for the first time in 3 months. Households are still apparently worried high prices are outpacing their paychecks. I'm Bloomberg's Nancy Lyons from the Just One Touch Money Desk on KNX News 97.1 FM.
And that will do it for your nonstop news at 5 for this Friday, October 11th, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. You can text LEMON to 40333. For a free case review.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.